Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This week, remember to keep in continually Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby, the Green family, standing up for, they're acknowledging God is the one that gave them the ability to establish Hobby Lobby. God is the one, and this is true, God is the one that gave them the ability to get wealth. God is the one that is assuring that their business continues to grow and that all their thousands of employees, this Oklahoma company, is getting paid. So they're saying, we cannot go against this God. Our God, we just can't do it. With this healthcare thing that's been put out, you know, Affordable Healthcare Act, it's saying that that you, as a business employer, despite your faith in God and you know, and Jesus Christ, that you still have to provide ways to your employees that you paid, that you hired, that you chose to hire. Nobody told you how to hire.
That's right.
Chose to hire them, and you have to provide abortion for them. It's like, you know, I was growing corn before I started this Hobby Lobby business, this stuff for your, you know, scatterings in your house and these baskets and things. I could do this. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, thousands of employees are being put at risk for a small fraction of folks who want to push their agenda on them. God's going to back this man. I just feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, God's going to back this man. He is one of the lights in our country. Mm-hmm. He has built and established a museum for the Word of God, the Bible, the history of the Bible, and I think it's touring the world, the nation.
The largest.
Yeah, the largest in the world. He's taken the Word of God and holding it before all and saying, this is holy, this is right. And then he's standing up for it. And then he's acknowledging God. You can't touch it. You can't touch it. People can threaten it. They can do all the things that Sanballat did to, you know, to Nehemiah and all the things that the people who did against Ezra when he was, you know, they were trying to build the temple back. And there's always going to be those naysayers and stuff. But don't quit. Realize if it's of God, stand. Mm-hmm. And watch and take note, because you are the Green family. We are all the Green family. As Christians who love God, who read the Bible, who have a desire to follow what God says, knowing that making his values our priority, that we don't have a choice. We can't walk in rebellion to God, and we can, but then we're walking away from God. Mm-hmm. And in that, follow their example. Follow the grain. People say, well, I can't risk my job. And it's like, you're making $26,300 a year. Green families are millionaires, risking everything.
That's right.
Fines, I think, as high as,
I think, $15,000 a day.
A day. That's not much. Yeah, 2 days is $30,000.
Right. Wow.
And so, but it's just money. In the very end, we're going to stand before the throne of God. And this life goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. You know, if you hold tight onto what God's blessed you with, and you're not going to hold it loosely, allow God to use it for his glory, I mean, we're going to answer for that at the throne room of God. It's just such a waste of resources if you didn't say, you know, I'm going to honor God with his tithes and offerings. I'm going to stand up and do what's right. Even though I had this business is doing good, you remember when you were praying, I remember one particular man, we're about to go to a break, one particular man that he had no job. He got out of the military. I know a lot of these guys, but just this one. And he wanted a job so bad with this particular utilities company, a real good utilities company. And he had a book that was like that thick.
It's over.
Next, is there anything else available for that? Right. And
you, audio.
Yeah, you didn't lose your job. You lost the position. Anyway, I can't find the book. And it was just impossible in the natural sense for him to be able to just know this in the short period of time. So he put this whole big, huge, fat book on his head, opened it up, and put it over his head, and he prayed, God, would you help me absorb this so I could take this test and pass it? It's like an engineering aspect of it. And guess what? God did.
Wow.
Secondly, guess what? You can't find the man. You can't find the man. It's going to be, think about that. He says, you know, God gives us this work and jobs and houses and stuff, and all of a sudden we deny him? We deny him? How many people? I remember one teaching one particular man how to use, you know, value-based vision management and how to plan his time, and all of a sudden he got promoted up in this huge industry, this company, sitting in $500-something leather chairs and big desk and the board, doing elbows and stuff with the to-do people there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you couldn't find him no more. Mm-hmm. Now he's lost his chair, his job, his position, his place, everything. He left God and lost everything.
Yeah.
And you couldn't shake it out of him. Mm-hmm. I remember God even spoke to you very specifically about that. And it's like, we got to stop doing this. I mean, why would God continue to bless us if we continue to deny him? And one way to acknowledge him is to put his word first in your life. Begin to abide with him. Begin to honor him with the first fruits. And so I just want to encourage you. We'll be talking about more about that today. You want a Hobby Lobby is the standard for a lot of business owners right now. Put it all on the line, because it will all be on the line, by the way. We are so excited about the Supreme Court ruling on behalf of Hobby Lobby. This is so, so very important. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear the CBN News report, as this ruling means so much to all of us. Listen up.
Graham, a battle between religious freedom and Obamacare plays out at the Supreme Court today. The case involves whether Hobby Lobby and other businesses can say they won't pay for some birth control drugs for religious reasons because they believe those drugs induce abortions. Mark Martin has that story.
Hobby Lobby, the Oklahoma-based arts and crafts chain, is owned by devout Christians, the Green family. They say Obamacare's mandate requiring they provide insurance coverage for all forms of birth control violates their religious rights.
We believe that Americans don't lose their religious freedom when they open a family business.
Hobby Lobby has more than 500 stores with more than 15,000 employees. The company does cover 16 types of contraception. But many people, including Hobby Lobby's owners, consider other types to be abortion-inducing drugs, like versions of the morning-after pills and IUDs.
These abortion-causing drugs go against our faith, and our family is now being forced to choose between following the laws of the land that we love or maintaining the religious beliefs that have made our business successful and have supported our family and thousands of our employees and their families. We simply cannot abandon our religious beliefs to comply with this mandate.
The Obama administration and supporters of the Affordable Care Act say a woman should be able to choose the type of contraception she uses, not her employer.
Millions of women and their right to preventive care, including birth control, is trumped by a handful of CEOs who have their
It's amazing when you see what's taking place. Can you bring that back up to that particular point?
Yeah.
But the ruling, what was the ruling on that?
I'm trying to get that number for you right now.
5-4.
5-4.
5-4. And that's how important that is. You know, one more person would have went one different direction on the Supreme Court. And it's like, oh my goodness. I mean, this is exciting news. This is answer to prayer. And we want to pick right back up where in this report and continue. This is amazing what's taking place.
Including birth control is trumped by a handful of CEOs who have their own personal opinions about birth control.
And politicians on both sides have been making their positions clear.
Well, in that case, I think the statute itself, as interpreted by the president, violates the First Amendment of the Constitution.
The owner has a right to his or her religious beliefs, but that doesn't mean you get to discriminate against women if women have different beliefs than what the owner has, and the woman wants to exercise her rights under the Constitution.
Some involved in the case say the Supreme Court case strikes right to the heart of American life.
I think, though, just as important as our giving is our hearts, and that we do have clean hands and a pure heart in our work. And this is what God would require of us.
Mark Martin, CBN News.
Clean hands and a pure heart. Listen, business owners, stand up for God. I mean, every single day, you know, we are bringing to you one of Jay Sekulow's understanding of the Constitution and religious freedoms. We have the First Amendment. Where every day we do that because we want you to know that you can stand up for God. And what's happened with the Green family here and with Hobby Lobby is, I mean, that's just huge ramifications because they're even trying to force Catholic social services and other people who are doing things in the name of the Lord to be able to start providing all that. So this is a huge win, a huge blow to an ungodly practice that was trying to say that you get to deny your faith and what you believe in. We're very thankful for the Green family. Remember, if you own a business, you are the Green family. Mm-hmm. You are the Green family. We were going to be talking about Dutch Sheets in this particular program, but catch us in our next one. We were talking about, you know, some of the things about the original flag that flew over America, and it's going to be very hopeful because God had given him a dream, and his dream specifically about knocking down, I believe, five giants.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had a chance to talk about, well, now that you mention this, you know, I don't tell this to many people, but, you know.
All right.
And I said, come on in, and you got some of you want to knock out of here. And but this is a huge, huge, exciting win. And think about this, that we talk about the original intent of the nation, and hope this is going to be a part of the original intent. Make sure this is, because our founding fathers knew this day would come. So he gave three equal branches of government. He gave the executive branch, which is the president, the legislature branch, which is Congress, you know, the Senate and your House of Representatives, and the judiciary branch. And either one of those can outrule the other. And thank God, by one person, by one judge, because of that branch of government, it proved its power today. It proved its power that you cannot violate the constitutional rights. This is unconstitutional. You cannot violate citizens' First Amendment rights just because, you know, I'm an American citizen and I own a business. You can't tell me I have to deny my God. Mm. This is huge.
Huge.
This is very huge. And I just heard, too, and I was excited about a particular soldier that just went through boot camp, and his commanding officer gave him a coin for reading the Bible all the way through during his boot camp time. He got a coin doing that.
Challenge coin? Wow.
Yeah. Is it a challenge coin?
I think they call them challenge coins.
For reading the Bible all the way through in boot camp?
Wow.
Read the Bible all the way through. This is good.
Yeah.
That was very exciting. Wow. We're seeing, you know, understand that good things are happening. You're going to start seeing the rise of the Lord. He's raising standards. This is a standard. He says, when the enemy comes to the like a flood, that I will lift up a standard. And today, in America, a standard was raised by our founding fathers, God through our founding fathers' principles when they wrote this Constitution that said there's three branches of government and they all have equal power, and their job is to be able to uphold and protect the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. And that's what they did today. Mm. Again, thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you laid out for this nation. Make sure you catch us on our next program where we'll be talking about, you know, Dutch Sheets Ministries, what he was talking about, the original flag flying over America, what George Washington did, how important it is to make an appeal to God and understand outside of God, this never would have happened, which means this is truly one nation under God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Life.